and the awkwardness of being strangers returned. Eventually, Bosch checked his watch. The warrant teams are meeting in 20 minutes. I gotta roll. Okay. I'll see you around, counselor. I'll see you around, detective. He went down the steps, and I stayed where I was. I heard his car start up, then pull away, and go down the hill. I stayed out on the deck after that, and looked out at the city as the light moved across it. Many different thoughts filtered through my head and flew off into the sky, like the clouds up there, remotely beautiful and untouchable, distant. I was left feeling that I would never see Bosch again, that he would have his side of the mountain, and I would have mine, and that's all there would be. After a while, I heard the door open and steps on the deck. I felt my daughter's presence by my side, and I put my hand on her shoulder. What are you doing, Dad?
Just looking.
Are you all right?
I'm fine.
What did that policeman want?
Just to talk. He's a friend of mine.
We were both silent for a moment before she moved on. I wish Mom had stayed with us last night, she said. I looked down at her and squeezed the back of her neck.
One thing at a time, hey, I said. We got her to have pancakes with us last night, didn't we?
She thought about it and gave me the nod. She agreed. Pancakes were a start. I'm going to be late if we don't go, she said. One more time and I'll get a conduct slip.
I nodded.
Too bad. The sun's just about to hit the ocean. Come on, Dad. That happens every day.
I nodded. Somewhere, at least.
I went in for the keys, then locked up and we went down the steps to the garage. By the time I backed the Lincoln out and had it pointed down the hill, I could see the sun was spinning gold on the Pacific. Thank you.